live on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. A new day brings new topics. Our sports talk brings extensive debate and analysis by the host, expert contributors, and callers. We discuss it all. Join us weekdays at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio. This is the hour on Mondays where we talk women's basketball, and it is heavy and heated in March Madness. Let me welcome in my co-host, Duck Riley, and Tim Moore. I am Princess Cooper. Duck Riley, how are you, sir?
Hey, Princess, let's just get right into it. I know Jason and Kay were a little pumped up. We didn't have Sherry last week, so I know she's ready to go. So let's
I'm
hop
back.
Into
I'm
it.
Back. I'm ready. Sorry, I missed you.
All right, so we got Jason Collins. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to a good show tonight.
Awesome. Kevin Walker, how are you?
Doing well. As a Jay, I'm looking forward to a great show as well.
Awesome. Sherry Hackett, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm good. I'm better and I'm back. I'm ready.
All right. Tracy Napoleon, how are you?
I'm good. How's everyone? I'm happy to be here. I'm ready.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great
Duck,
show.
I don't know if this is Serena Dixon or not. I'll just open up and see. 71757, yes. Who do we have?
Serena Dixon. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Serena. I forgot to call you. I still want to get the duck dirt, so I'm going to call you.
Okay.
All that is not necessary.
So while we're talking about unnecessary things, it's not necessary to bring up West Virginia during this show, right?
It's going to happen, though, right? No, it's automatic. It's going to happen. We might as well get it out the way now. So, what you got?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get it out the way now, Duck. Come on.
Hey, send them packing.
Listen, I know one thing. He better back up what he's talking about. Why are you waking the poke the bear? I have no idea what's going on. I don't understand
that's what
that.
I said. Why are you going to poke the bear?
I don't get it.
Poke him. Have that confidence. Poke him.
Be confident. Don't be cocky. Come on now. Okay.
Caitlin Clark for 60 and 20 assists and 10 rebounds.
Okay.
She gets
all that. Then I won't be back on anymore.
We won't hear from you anymore.
Right.
Duck, if West Virginia wins, I'm not coming on next week. I'm just going to let you do so.
No. It's just going to be a West Virginia show. That's all it's going to be. You know that.
There you go.
All right, Duck.
Let me start off with Sherry. Sherry, yes. Let's talk about the games in each region.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this has been some good basketball. Like my bracket is busted, but I'm still alive. I'm still alive, but my bracket got busted like a long time ago, you know. But it's been some good basketball. Each region, these girls are balling. I love how some of the underdogs have come out, and now that some of them are gone, but coming out in that first round, it was great. Great to watch some of these teams. Middle Tennessee. They came with the storm. I love to see them play. It was nice. I did get I just got the Baylor Virginia Tech wrong, and I started to go with Baylor, but I was like, nah. But I should have known. I should have went with my instinct. But no, the games, the regions are great. I think it's going to come down to, you know, our the top teams that we've already been talking about. But I am stuck with Region 4. I'm not sure what's going to go down, Texas or Stanford. I'm kind of in a place there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do in that one, but it's been some great basketball. Every game has been great.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Tracy, what you got for us, Tracy? Let us know what you're thinking of each region.
Okay. So I'm going to start with Region 1 with a South Carolina and North Carolina game. So I'm – listen, I'm not a fan person. Like, I like good basketball, but I am a South Carolina fan. Like, that game made me an absolute fan. I was expecting a better game. I was expecting a little bit more from North Carolina, and they dismantled them immediately, immediately on both sides of the ball. The intensity level never let up. There was nothing North Carolina could do, and I was just like, wow, it is up to whoever to beat them. I don't see anybody beating them. So that was the game that I was kind of, like, disappointed in. And reason two, LSU, so
they're going to get
them. Listen, so I had them. They look real raggedy right about now.
Yeah.
You know, I think they had, what, 20-something turnovers against Rice, and won by 10. They didn't look good at all. And I was like, wow, that doesn't – and then I think it was last night. I'm so confused about when I'm watching games. They didn't look great, but it just so happens the Middle Tennessee State didn't have enough players. If they had, like, about three more players, they'd have gave them some fits because they got in foul trouble. So I kind of question what's going on with LSU. I actually think they're all selfish players. I don't think they're a team yet. Kelly Van Loop, she gets in her own head. And she pouts at the end of the bench. Nobody goes and consoles her. It's just like some weird dynamics that's going on with that team. The Baylor-Virginia Tech game, whoa. Listen, I picked Baylor, but oh my, that defense is not great. Baylor got to do something with their defense. I was upset because they kept running the same play, driving baseline, and just kicking it out to the girl to shoot a three. And I was like, okay, well, maybe they'll make an adjustment the next time, or maybe the next time, and they never did. But that was a great game to watch. The other game, oh, well, you know, Maryland did the same thing that Louisville did and Ohio State did. So, I mean, I love the comebacks, but you have to, you know, I think some of these young ladies are watching too much NBA and not playing any defense consistently. If you can't score, you just got to be able to play good team defense, good transition defense. You can't let somebody have 40 points. And you, I think it was like 40 points, she was going to have five people on her. Somebody else was going to shoot the ball. What, Audi Crooks? Yeah, she's a great player. Yeah, I'll give her that. But she's shooting 90% from the floor? No. No, ma'am. She's going to get hit. I know I'm not talking about the Stanford game. I'm talking about the other game. I was like, what's wrong? What's going on? What, y'all don't want to defend her? So, but they were all great games, and it gave you everything. Every game gave you something different.
Okay. Serena, what you got for us, Serena?
Okay. I would say is disappointed in that South Carolina North Carolina game, but. Hey, South Carolina made a believer out of me. I think those young ladies have some definitely have some national championship fever. I think they've upped their game to another level. If they continue to play the way they did the other day, I think we're going to see some great basketball. The game today, I was very excited about seeing Ole Miss and Notre Dame. I did have Notre Dame, but I knew it would be a good game. Yo has really turned that program around at Ole Miss, but I like some Nia Ivy as well. And so I just want her to do great things and get back to that Final Four level. And that was for Region 1. And in Region 2, as you said, LSU, they just look a disconnect there to me. Something is definitely going on. I don't think they will go very far. I think when they meet UCLA, that's going to be a big challenge for them. If they don't get it together very soon, I think they'll make an early exit. Iowa and Colorado is coming up. And
West Virginia. Wait,
no,
I got
no.
you, though.
Let me
they
go back.
West Virginia, right? I'm sorry.
Now, out of all the
Virginia
commentary,
tonight,
doesn't
tonight.
Say anything.
Yeah. Iowa's playing West Virginia tonight. Beck, I have to give you that. I have a young lady on West Virginia team, Jayla Hemingway. She's from Memphis, and I know her personally. So definitely pulling for her to have a good game and for West Virginia to do good. But I'm not sure if they're it'll run their course tonight. It depends on what they do with Caitlin Clark. So that's going to be a big one. I'm watching now. Definitely watching Syracuse and UConn, keeping an eye on that. I think UConn will come out just because of the way that UConn plays. They play a very up-tempo basketball game, and if you're not used to playing at that level for four quarters, it can really catch up with you by the end of the game. I think with UConn, you have to make them play a half-court game. If not, you won't stand a chance. But I think Felicia has done a great job with that program. And like you said, she got National Coach of the Year, and I was very excited for her with that. And then over here with Stanford, I think Stanford and North Carolina State is going to be a really tough match. But at the end of the day, I'm going to stick with Stanford just because of the experience and the way that they play. And that's pretty much my four regions.
Okay. All right, Princess, what you got for us, Princess?
You know, I want to start with the South Carolina-North Carolina game. It may have been disappointing because it was so lopsided, but it was really neat to see it up close and to see them go on that run, and that building filled with 15,000 for a women's basketball game was just really neat. And also, I just want to point out that Carmela Cardoso, who was ejected and couldn't play in that first game on Friday, was really emotional on the bench before it started. Even when it was time to jump the ball, she was still out there with tears in her eyes. And I'm glad that she got it together emotionally and had a double-double. But Dawn Staley had a good time in that game. She fussed a little bit, but she enjoyed 56-13 at halftime or somewhere in there. In that region, though, is Notre Dame, and I really think that's where we're headed for a confrontation between South Carolina and Notre Dame, and a lot has to happen to get there.
Yes.
But I think that's where we're coming. I knew that was going to be Tim Moore right there. He just said hallelujah after that. Yes. Over in region two. I'm pulling for West Virginia. If they pull it off, Duck can do the show by himself, and he gets $100 if they can pull it off. We said that LSU was raggedy last year as they went through this gauntlet, and they got a national championship because I thought that they got in a soft region and they were able to get through it. So, but I do think that their matchup. Hopefully, is UCLA. I think that's going to be a tough one there. But they do. I think they look worse than they did this time last year, and I think they are disconnected. They're not a team, for sure. You know, Syracuse and UConn is playing here. I think the surprise out of that third bracket is that Duke beat Ohio State. I liked Ohio State to get further than this with Cody McMahon. But Duke and Carol Lawson is an excellent coach. For sure, and she's got that team rolling. I was surprised that Virginia Tech didn't get further there. And in Region 4, that Iowa State-Stanford game last night was really good. I stayed up and watched that, and I just saw NC State with Tennessee. And if Tennessee could start a little faster, maybe they can end, you know, a little bit better because they were down 15 or 16 and came back and almost tied the game. But I think the slow starts – it's catching up with them. I am interested to see if Utah can get past Gonzaga. I want to see Texas, Utah. That young lady with Utah, Tahiti or something
Peely.
Like that. Peely. She can play. She can play and shoot that ball. She scored 40 against South Carolina in the regular season. So those are my four reasons, Doug.
Okay, Tim, what you got for us, Tim?
I haven't heard very much that I disagree with. I think I was stunned with the South Carolina-North Carolina game. I mean, South Carolina had played them during the regular season and only beat them by 7 points, but that was not close in the tournament here the other day. I'm looking forward to the Iowa-West Virginia game because West Virginia quietly has had a pretty good season. And I think if they play at the top of their game, that might be pretty competitive. I'm stunned with the way Notre Dame handled Ole Miss today. That really surprised me. But Hidalgo is really a special player, a very, very special player. UCLA, I agree, is going to give LSU all they can handle, if not take them out of here. Southern Cal, I'm really expecting them to blow Baylor out of the gym, because I quite honestly, even though the young lady from Richmond, Virginia, the home state girl who had such a great game against Virginia Tech, did that. Virginia Tech is really not a very good basketball team without Kidley. And I think Baylor's got their hands full with Southern Cal in this next game, and I expect that to probably be a one-sided ball game. Stanford looked really strong. NC State as well, I thought, looked pretty good today. I'm looking forward to the rest of this tournament and several of the teams that I mentioned there, and also Texas have been very, very impressive. I think this is going to be very exciting. We talked last week about the marketing of the women's game, and I think I guess some of it's probably done out of necessity, but the idea that they're playing on home courts has really added to the excitement of the games, and really I think has filled up arenas and really made for a product that people want to watch. And I think that bodes well for the women's college game.
Okay. Want to bring Kay Worrell in. What you got for us, Kay Worrell?
Yeah, Coach, I mean, not too much that I can touch on that everyone else hasn't already touched on. But for me, I'm not going to say any more than South Carolina, North Carolina game. I thought that was going to be competitive, more competitive than everyone, like everyone else thought. As far as the bracket goes, Coach, I mean, I had one hiccup. I was thinking March Madness, so I went with Fairfield over Indiana. Indiana, I'm just thinking March Madness, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just thinking March Madness. So, I guess the madness was me picking them over Indiana, so I guess there's some March Madness there. But that's probably the best bracket there. We got Oklahoma and Indiana. I do have Oklahoma winning this game. They're currently playing right now. I think it's Oklahoma's up by one. That Notre Dame game, I did have Ole Miss beating Notre Dame. I don't know why. I thought that Ole Miss was firing on all cylinders, and I love the way they play defense as well. They play great defense, and I thought that was going to give Notre Dame a fit. It did for the most part, but Notre Dame was able to hold on to that. And as Tim alluded to, Hidalgo is a heck of a player. She's one of my favorite players in this tournament right now. Over in Regional 2, I'm sorry, Coach. One of my hiccups, the only hiccup, was me picking Princeton over West Virginia, Coach. It's not really bad because it is an 8-9 matchup, so it's not too much madness there. You could go either way there for the most part. What else do I have here? And also, I think a lot of people had a hiccup on this one. Louisville losing to Middle Tennessee State. You had Middle Tennessee State?
I had Middle Tennessee State. I talked about it last week. Really? Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I went with Louisville. I just thought, opposite of Regional 1, I thought, with this region, everything would just go according to plan, if you will. And as you mentioned, Middle Tennessee State gave LSU, a run for their money for the most part. They pulled away at the end. In Region 4, I thought Tennessee was going to give NC State. It did come down to, as Princeton mentioned, I was watching this game today at work, stealing some company time, if you will. And Tennessee did make a strong run. They did, like Princess mentioned, they were down big early. Then they made that big run and was able to, almost tie it up. But then ultimately, it comes down to fouling, and NC State hit their free throws there. Another one here is Duke beating Ohio State got me, too. I really thought – that Ohio State was going to live up to the hype, if you will, you know, that number two seed and everything coming to the and you know coming into the tournament. So that Ohio State and Duke surprised me. They're not surprised. They got me again. There's no real surprises when it comes to March Madness for me anymore. And where's I'm staying in the regional three here. USC, as I said in our thread, I got USC. You know, even though I'm playing both sides of the fence here, ladies and gentlemen, I got Carolina winning, South Carolina cutting down the nest, but I got USC.
Yeah.
I want USC to win this. I'm sorry, South Carolina fans. I know because we have a few on here, but I do like USC. They have Kansas. No, they have Baylor next. They have Kansas tonight. I'm sorry, they have Kansas tonight. Late game. Don't know how much of that I'm going to be able to watch, but I'll do my best to watch it because I just love Juju Watkins and what they're able to, you know, what they look like when they decide to play ball. So I like them there. And looks like Syracuse and UConn are in the battle. Syracuse is. They're down seven at half, or no, in the third, I'm sorry. So we said last week that Syracuse was one of those teams that could bust the bracket or could make some noise in there, and they're hanging tight with UConn right now. So I like them. And I think I'm going to jump the gun here, but I'm curious to see what UCLA and Creighton looks like tonight as well. It's an early enough game because I just want to see what UCLA – I got UCLA winning this game. And they're going to ultimately match up if they do win a game against LSU. And I want to see what LSU can do with UCLA. So those are my outlook on my breakdown of my four brackets there, Coach.
Okay. All right, Jason, I guess, you know, you hear about a lot of people saying disappointment with South Carolina and North Carolina. But I think the most exciting thing was after the game when Watkins was trying to dunk on Dawn Staley. In the locker room.
Yep, in the locker room.
And Don Staley said, "Don't get hurt, Ashley Watkins. Don't get hurt because I don't play fair."
Yeah, I tell you what, they look like a team that's having a lot of fun.
Fun, yes.
They show that there's levels to this thing, man. I mean, that's the kind of statement they made against North Carolina, that there's levels to this and we are on a completely different level. But I will say Notre Dame is awfully impressive in that region as well. And it's not just Hannah Hidalgo. I mean, Maddie Westfeld and Sonia Citron, like they have a legitimate big three. The thing that concerns me, I think they only have seven healthy players. So I just don't think you can compete with a team like South Carolina when you only can play seven people. When you look at Region 2, someone said it earlier, like LSU, they're a great collection of talent. They haven't figured out how to play team basketball. I think that's a bit of an indictment on Kim Mulkey. She's had them all year, and they still play individually, and they can't play as a team. So I think that's been a disappointment. Keep your eye on Colorado in that region. We talked about it a little bit last week. That's a team that can shoot the three, and if they get hot, they can make some noise. In Region 3, look, UConn's not out of the woods yet. I mean, they're up 8 right now, but I wouldn't throw the towel in on Syracuse just yet. But kind of like Kay Walk, I do like USC to come out of there. And then when you look at Region 4, look, like the other day was the first day I really sat down and watched a full Texas game. And there's another freshman in the country, Maddie Booker, that – doesn't get talked about a whole lot, but she's phenomenal. And then when you look at Stanford, everyone talks about Cameron Brink, but Kiki Irfan, I hope I'm saying her name right, she was outstanding last night and really carried Stanford. So a lot of great basketball to be played, that's for sure.
Jason, anytime we have trouble with names and stuff, we can always go to Alexis, a.k.a. Tim Moore. All right, but Jason, I want to stay with you because is it true that Ivy, every time she wears that green, according to Tim Moore, that they usually win?
man. That green is working for him, and it's working for Notre Dame as well.
Have mercy.
Oh, we just had that green on, Coach.
Hey, Doug, as far as I'm concerned, they win when she's wearing blue. or white, or whatever.
I knew they would get it going, Jason. All right, Jason, let's stay with you, man. Let's talk about some match future looking forward to. What matchups are you looking forward to?
Well, in the immediate future, I'm looking forward to Caitlin Clark dropping 40 on West Virginia tonight.
Oh, my God.
that's really what I'm looking forward to. But also, Coach, UCLA plays tonight at 8:30 on ESPN2, and their big girl, Lauren Betts, was out with an ankle. They're not the same team without her, so it'll be interesting to see if she plays tonight and how they look if she doesn't play. So that's just something else I'm going to be keeping my eye on.
Okay. Hey, Princess, when he makes West Virginia comments, his mic needs to be on mute.
As soon as he just starts, just go ahead and just hit mute. Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Kay World, talk to us. What you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, Jay stole my thunder, as he generally does since high school, man. He steals my thunder. But I was going to go with the UCLA-Creighton game as well. I had this one, you know, pretty much penciled in because of everything that, you know, pretty much what Jason said is that, you know, the 6'7" big girl there from UCLA, Lauren Betts. You know, she was out, and she may go tonight. It's a possibility, not too sure. But, you know, Creighton, you know, a couple of years ago, they upset Iowa, Caitlin Clark and Iowa. And they're looking to do the same thing with UCLA. But the thing is, UCLA might be just too big and too physical for, you know, for Creighton. And the reason why I want to watch this game, because I think UCLA will win, as I stated earlier, but I want to see what they would look like. I want to see the UCLA-LSU matchup. That's the matchup that I'm looking to see, because I think UCLA is, just as I mentioned, alluded to, is that they're too big and they're too physical. And Jay mentioned it earlier, LSU, they don't play great team basketball. You know, they're an individual team. They're one of those teams that you look at and say, okay, they have great talent, but they don't know how to bring it together. And I think UCLA can frustrate those players and Coach Mulkey as well. And you're going to see a frustrated team. And I think UCLA, this is my prediction, I think UCLA will take advantage of them being frustrated. You know, like Malcolm said, divide and conquer. So I think that's what UCLA will ultimately do. But they do have to get by Creighton tonight. So that's what I'm looking forward to tonight. What UCLA looks like against Creighton, and if they can beat them, you know, convincingly.
Okay. All right, Sherry, what you got for us? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I want to see the NC State Stanford. I did watch a little bit of Stanford the other day, and I thought they were they look good. But I love NC State. I love their defense. Their defense is just tenacious. I'm like, I'm a defensive person. I just telling my team, the girls I coach, I'm like, defense wins ball games, girl. Like, if you can just defend and get on your girl. And they're really, really great defensively, so I'm great. I want to see that game, see how that fares out. Number two versus number three, that would be great. So that's one of my picks that I'm really, really looking to key into and to pay attention to moving forward.
Okay. Tracy, what about you, Tracy?
Well, in the future, if all things work out well, I want to see South Carolina Notre Dame. I'm like biting at the bit, but anything is possible in March Madness, so you can't overlook all these other teams, Indiana and whatever. But I want to see that matchup just to see what's going on. But in the nearest future, honestly, and all jokes aside, West Virginia, I watched them play a couple of times, and they play really good defense.
They do.
They're very active. They don't let up. They're tenacious. And I'm thinking if they can get a nice defensive pressure on Iowa, anything's possible. And I'm just being honest with you. It's like we all said, March Madness. If the refs let them play, and they're physical with them. You know, Caitlin don't like to get touched. If you breathe on it, she falls down. So if they let them play, anything's possible. Now, if not, then I want to see Colorado and Iowa.
Caitlin was tripping the other day. She was yelling at the ref.
Yeah, they just get bold now. You got brain cussing at people, and, you know, so.
Right.
But I'm pretty much.
Hey, Preston. Okay, Preston, where you're muting one phone, you can turn up the volume on the other one. Okay.
You want turned up.
All right. What you got for us, Serena? Who you like to see?
In the future, I think if it gets that far, I think Iowa and LSU, because of all the hype last year about the ring and the hand, I think it'll be a big hype again with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I'm not sure if we'll get that far because you can't count out UCLA. LSU has to get past them first. But I do think that that's a good matchup. Also, I would like to see a little bit of USC and Baylor. Baylor has a little grit. They play extremely hard to me. They play up-tempo. They attack the basket really hard. But at the end of the day, I'm hoping that USC, you know, can get to that Final Four. As far as my Final Four, I would like to see USC as well. I know someone said that earlier about USC making it, and so I would ditto that.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. What you got for us, Tim?
Well, Doc, I think it might have been Coach Hackett who mentioned the North Carolina State and Stanford game. I'm really looking forward to in the immediate future. I agree. I think that's going to be an outstanding game, particularly if North Carolina State plays the way they did today. I think that'll be an outstanding matchup. You know, I've heard everybody talking about LSU. I saw and something going on with them. I saw an interview today. I guess it was an interview or a clip on the news where their coach was talking about a book that an investigative journalist is doing that she is not real excited about. They're writing an article, I believe it is Washington Post, that is sort of an expose about her and her players. And evidently she's really kind of unnerved by that. That may be sort of spilling over into the way they're playing and the morale of the team with LSU. So I'm not expecting them to go as far as they did last year. I think UCLA could very easily take them out. Next round, I'm like several people have mentioned, looking forward to South Carolina, Notre Dame. They played earlier in the year, but Hidalgo was brand new then. And she's got a season under her belt now. I'm sort of like Jason. I'm a little concerned that Notre Dame may not have the depth to play with them later into the second half. But I think talent for talent on the starting five, that could be a very good ball game.
Okay. Princess, your thoughts. Princess, what you looking forward to? Besides tonight's game.
What else is there in life besides West Virginia and Iowa? I mean, you know, I'm telling you, if it was not for you, I wouldn't pay this game any attention, but I'm going to watch and cheer for you for sure. But in my bracket, I had Iowa meeting up with Colorado, and that's a matchup that if it gets that far, but Duck, I'm pulling for you, okay? I'd like to see LSU and UCLA. UCLA has to get past Creighton, but I think that would be a good matchup, especially if the center can go and is healthy. I'd like to see that one. If we get to that point, but I think we're headed for a Notre Dame South Carolina rematch, which would be awesome to see. You know, they open up the season in Paris, and Notre Dame is a much better team than they were opening day. But as everybody else has said, South Carolina is 10 deep, and they can replace Raven Johnson and Tahina Paupau with Malaysia Fulwalee and Tessa Johnson.
Yeah,
and,
51
you know,
on the bench.
Yeah. And we didn't even talk about that they had 51 points off the bench last night in Ohio. I mean, in North Carolina starters only had 41 points for the game. You know, just amazing. And I thought some of South Carolina players were kind of off last night. I didn't think Bree Hall looked good. Didn't think Ashley Watkins looked fluid. But, again, there was so much. I think they had 9 or 10 threes in the game. But other games that I'm looking forward to, I want to see Texas. Nobody's really talking about them, but I want to see if Texas – Texas is going to converge. Let's see if they can converge with Utah. Again, I talked about that. Also, NC State, Stanford, both of them weathered the storm. Stanford, you know, went into overtime and they came out. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And now that Duke is there, I want to see if maybe Duke, you know, UConn, what that does. And can Kara Lawson, with a little bit of prep, do something with that heading into the Sweet 16. So those are some of the ones I'm looking at.
All right, I want to come back to you, Tracy. Last week we talked about sleepers and bracket busters. So, do they hold true to who you pick?
So far, I'm doing good. I don't know what's going on with Syracuse right now, but they're hanging in there. I don't know if they have enough firepower. But mine was Middle Tennessee State. I didn't expect them to go any further than the first game. But Syracuse, I thought maybe could, you know, put some pressure on some teams. But I think what happened, once Ohio State did what they did, it kind of just blew me up. I don't know what happened to them. They don't play defense either. I think teams that are going to be successful are the teams that play defense at the end of the day. But so far so good. My bracket is looking decent. I didn't have any other bracket busters. Like I had, believe it or not, I had two brackets. So I had Florida Gulf Coast beating Oklahoma, and that was a close game. My husband was looking at me like I was crazy. I said, well, why not? It's March Madness. Why not?
All right, Sherry, what about you, Sherry? Did you have a sleeper? Did you think somebody was going to sneak in there?
No, I mean, I got messed up. Again, the Ohio State, I don't know what they were doing. Duke shocked me. I had Ohio State with that one because they played well this year. So it kind of changed my, you know, outlook when they did not come out of that one and Duke came up with it. And they played, and Duke just played well and played hard. That one was really for me the turning point on my bracket as far as that one was early for me. The Ohio State loss kind of took me down on my regional three. Everybody else I have here is faring pretty well on my what I have on in here. Kansas State, Colorado. I just thought Kansas State was – I thought Colorado, you know, they did their thing. So I did. That was a bust for me. I had Kansas State winning that one.
Okay. Serena, did you have anybody that surprised you that you thought would be a bracket buster?
Definitely. I think pretty much most of basketball had Louisville over MTSU, so that pretty much started off everything for me. I know Middle Tennessee has a great program, and they usually win their tournament, but I just didn't see them winning over Louisville. And so that kind of set everything up for me as far as being a bracket buster.
Okay. What about you, Jason?
Yeah, Coach, last week I had said that I thought Tennessee with Rekia Jackson, I thought that, you know, maybe they were better than people thought and had a chance to make noise in the tournament. Obviously, they went home today, so that didn't work out great. But I did mention Colorado last week, that I, you know, a team that can shoot the three. They play really good team basketball. And that's a team that, if hot, I really think they can beat anybody in the country. And they're going to play the winner of that Iowa-West Virginia game next. So I still think Colorado is a team to watch that, you know, if they heat up, you know, they could end up beating some teams.
Okay, Princess, your bracket busters.
Doug, I think the biggest one for me so far has been Duke, Ohio State. I didn't see Duke going that far. I've seen them up close this year, and I saw them against South Carolina. But also, even when Tracy said it, I wasn't thinking Middle Tennessee State either, but they proved to be more than Louisville could handle. And then I was looking to see what Sacred Heart was going to do against South Carolina because Kevin had them there. But they didn't get past Presbyterian. But that's it, Doug.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was sort of singing the praises of Maryland last week, and I was stunned that they lost in the first round. That one kind of got me. But because I had picked Stanford to go very far, it wouldn't have been a bracket buster for me. But that Duke-Ohio State game really got me. That one really messed me up.
Okay. K-World, besides Fairfield, what you got for us?
I was high on Syracuse last week as far as them, you know, making some noise and breaking and busting some brackets. You know, they've won the left, you know, the first week. First round, I should say. Right now, they're in a dogfight. Looks like, you know, they may fall short here. But Syracuse was the one I was talking about. I did mention Jackson State as well. I know that, you know, that didn't come out too well. That didn't pan out too well for them. I thought they would give, you know, a bigger fight. And then as Prince has mentioned, I really thought that Syracuse was going to get past Presbyterian and then knock off South Carolina as well. But unfortunately, they fell a little short, just a little short. They didn't even get past the play-in game. But other than that, Coach, and then Middleton, Tennessee State, actually kind of, I don't want to say they busted my bracket, but them beating Louisville, you know, it didn't go well there for me, you know, either. But other than that, my bracket looks pretty good because I only did one bracket for the women's side. So right now it's still looking pretty good, and my final four are still there right now.
Okay, I'm going to stay with you, man, because I want to know if your final four picks, did they change or are they still the same?
Yeah, as I just mentioned, Coach, I didn't mean to jump the gun there. My final four are still the same. I got South Carolina over Texas, and I got USC over LSU. So they haven't changed because they're still looking good right now.
And again, just for the listeners, Who wins it all from your final four?
According to my bracket, Coach, I got South Carolina cutting down the nets over USC, but I want to go USC over South Carolina. I guess I could go USC. Who's going to cut down the nets? University of South Carolina and University of Southern Cal. Can I do that or no?
You could do that, absolutely. All right, Therapy, all right. Do what you want.
No, I got South Carolina beating, according to my bracket, beating the Trojans of USC, but I'm rooting for the Trojans for sure.
All right, Tim, what you got for us? Did it change at all? What you got? What you have for us?
Well, it hasn't changed yet, but I'm starting to doubt my LSU pick to get back to the Final Four.
Yeah, right?
Several people have mentioned that they don't look good, and I'm not sure they're going to make it past UCLA. You know, that one's a little shaky, but all the rest of them are there. South Carolina's still there, Stanford's still there, and USC's still there.
Okay, what about you, Sherry?
I've got South Carolina, Texas, Iowa, USC in my final four. It would be nice, though, but I don't think it's going to happen to see Iowa and LSU play just because the whole finger in the ring and all that stuff from last year. That would be great, but I don't think it's going to happen because LSU, I think they're going to take their L coming out in the next game or two. But, yeah, so my Final Four, I got Texas coming out of that side of things against South Carolina. South Carolina's going to beat them. And I have Iowa playing USC, but that one is a little iffy because I love Juju. Juju's good, so she can play. And I don't know who, like, you know, you got who's going to stop Caitlin, but who will stop Juju, you know. So that'll be a great matchup. If it comes down to Iowa-USC, that would be a great game. But all around, South Carolina's taking it all. That's what I'm going with, period.
Okay. All right, Tracy?
It hasn't changed mine. I still have South Carolina. I think Texas is the sleeper. They're not, you know, flashy. They're, you know, nobody talks about them a lot. They got Booker, who's playing out of position, you know, point guard, but she's really like a small three. I have South Carolina and Texas, and I'm going to stick with LSU. Well, I changed my mind. I'm going to stick with LSU and USC. You know what? Okay, and maybe they'll get it together. I guess it all really depends on how they do against UCLA. I guess we'll tell how they really are, what they look like, even if they win. Like, if they still look the same, moving forward, they won't go past UCLA if they win ugly. Or maybe that's their new thing. I don't know. But I do have them in my Final Four against USC. And then I got South Carolina winning it all.
Okay.
Against USC.
What you got for us, Serena?
Okay. I definitely have USC. My Final Four, I have South Carolina versus Stanford. I think Stanford, because of the experience, and they usually play well this time of year. They always find a way to get there. And so I went with Stanford. On the other side, I have LSU and USC. I think LSU being the defending champions, I think at some point they may, you know, just click and decide, you know, they want to go back and defend this thing, and they may step up. But after that ugly win the other night, I think if they don't get it the next game, they won't be there. But if they get past UCLA, I have LSU being in the Final Four.
So who's going to win it all?
South Carolina.
Okay.
South Carolina.
Okay. All right. What you got for us, Princess?
Duck, I do want to say that Tim Moore said that South Carolina was going to come out of that region, which means that they'll probably beat Notre Dame. So that was just worth mentioning that he isn't too crazy with his hallelujah praise for the Green. So, and I just, you know, we said this last year, I just don't see LSU coming out of that region. Although they played Junkie last year and they don't look good this year, I think women's basketball, there's too many teams this year that look good. I don't know if this parity was there last year. I have coming out of that region UCLA. So South Carolina, UCLA, USC, and Texas. And I agree, not a whole lot of people are talking about Texas, but they weathered the storm of their point guard, tearing their ACL. They replaced that position, and they really look good. And if I'm not mistaken, that's Vic Schaefer, who is the head coach there, who they hired away from Mississippi State. And when he was with Mississippi State, I think they got to the national championship game against the Gamecocks in that first one that Don Staley won. So he's a good coach. So South Carolina, Texas, USC, and UCLA, which is amazing, USC and UCLA for sure. Will be a failure if South Carolina doesn't win it all. Oh, 3 years from now, and their record is 103-3. Yeah.
104-3.
So I think it would be just really disappointing if they didn't. And I do want to, yeah, a travesty. And I do want to say that because Jason did mention the different levels of basketball and how South Carolina. South Carolina opened up the game with full court press on North Carolina, and it just never got any better, you know. They wanted to make a statement, and they did.
Okay. All right. I'm going to come to the kitty cat. I mean, Jason.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm not even going to say that, Coach. Coach, I still got South Carolina and Stanford on the one side. That hasn't changed for me. USC on the other side. I am going to make a slight change in my Final Four. I had UCLA last week, and I know this is going to sound crazy kind of based off of what I said about LSU earlier, but I think LSU is going to find a way to get back to the Final Four just because their starting five is really as talented as anyone in that region. I mean, you're talking about Flauje Johnson, Anissa Morrow, obviously Angel Reese, Michaela Williams. Like, they can put five players out on the floor that are as talented or more talented than anyone they're going to face in that region. So even though they haven't looked good, I think they're going to find a way out of it. I still have South Carolina as my champion, and I agree with Princess. Like, if they don't win it, if something goes wrong and they don't win it, man, that's going to be a colossal failure just because they set the bar so high. Yeah. They have to finish
all
the job.
Year.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is definitely for Tracy and Serena, because I want to ask this question to you guys because you guys are head coaches. Tim brought up an interesting point. What Kim Mulkey is going through, going back and forth with the paper or the media, as a head coach, how does that affect you?
Nobody asked her a question. She just volunteered it. Like, I didn't understand. They were talking basketball. She just came out like she was ready. That's personal. You got to keep that to yourself until the end of the season.
I think it's a big distraction to her team. I definitely think it should be, you know, personal because, you know, you playing at the highest level now. It's win or go home, and, you know, your focus is on something else. You know, if you have an issue with the Washington Post, then I think that needs to be dealt with separately and really focus on, you know, your young ladies that you're leading and what the goals that you're trying to get accomplished with them.
Okay. All right, Princess. Take the phone, Princess.
Yeah, thank you, guys. The same thing with Kim Mulkey. I don't – she's trying to get ahead of the story. Has to be. She's trying to get ahead of that, whatever that is. And she said that he didn't start this smear campaign until she would give him the goods on Brian Kelly, who was just introduced as a new head coach, and he wanted some dirt from her, and now there's a smear campaign. But whatever it is that he has, it's enough for her to, you know, mention it without being asked the question. And I agree with Serena. Keep that stuff under wraps, you know. Or, and some people say, you know, someone asked, well, is this why your team is not playing as fluid? And then she said, well, my team doesn't even know about this. And so I don't know. But
now they do.
Now they do.
Right. As the people in my neck of the woods say, if it's in the well, it's going to come up in the bucket. And eventually, that's what's going to happen there for sure.
Hey, Princess, before we go, we want to make sure that if you guys get a chance, listen to Brittany, K-World, and Jason on the sidelines because the last week I had to go up to New York and check on Tiki Barber. After they got through with him.
They ate him up.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Pinky had it coming.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I was watching Virginia Tech and Baylor last night, and they kept talking about Baylor's coach, and she was just losing it, you know, down the stretch. And they were holding her back, and I noticed, like, in crunch time, she wasn't even in the huddle a couple of times.
No, she was not.
The brother was coaching the team. Is that typical with her or what? Anybody know?
No,
that's
not
typical with her.
I've
seen her do it two or three times this year. That emotional outburst to where she cannot control it. I've seen that. Yes. And I don't. She even kind of got a little bit out of sorts, if I'm not mistaken, the day they hung Brittany Griner's, you know, jersey up. You retired her jersey.
Yeah.
But I've seen that from her before. But last night was the worst. I thought.
Well, I think Princess, I think she's been studying Kim Mulkey's tapes from being at Baylor.
Someone she didn't study what Kim Mulkey wears and do emulate that.
She looked like a piece of candy.
I like that one. For sure. So
Syracuse is on a run. They're making a comeback right now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Oh, what's the score?
They got to get a stop.
65-61.
One stop.
220 left.
Who's the sister coach in Syracuse?
The head coach or the assistant?
The head coach.
The head coach for Syracuse is black. She won the Big East Coach of the Year. I can't remember her name.
Felicia Leggett Jack.
Yeah. Felicia used to come in. Tim, I used to have her come speak at the school for me at Willenboro.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, she looks like she's in command of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She got one Coach of the Year. She's had herself a heck of a year, for sure. Congratulations.
Wow.
To her, and then the last thing, I don't know if we saw. I put it in the thread, but Kim Mulkey is the highest paid women's basketball coach right now. Gina Auriemma is number two. Don Staley is number three.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Makes sense of that for sure. She wins it all, I would assume that that will change. But it needs to be. But I guess, Kim Mulkey got rewarded for last year for winning it all. So,
yeah.
But that's all we have for tonight. Kevin Walker, Jason Collins, I love it when you all stop by and do this with us. It's amazing. And I love it, guys, when the men say they're watching women's basketball. I can remember a time where, none of them knew a player in women's basketball.
Right.
Jason Collins and Kevin Walker just reeled off name after name after name. And that's when you know it has really changed. And I know that Tim Moore knows who Hannah Hidalgo is. So, all right, Duck Riley.
Favorite player.
Tim.
That's why I watch Notre Dame.
Hear that. Doesn't matter what color they're wearing.
All right, so everybody, inside joke for sure. All right, Serena Dixon, Coach Dixon, thank you for being on. Coach Napoleon, Jerry Hackett,
thank
we appreciate you.
Yes,
Kevin
yes.
Walker, Jason Collins, Tim Moore, Duck Riley. Did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. Okay.
Have
a great
evening. West
Virginia. Thank you.
All right. Good night,
everyone.
They're
going to need it. They're going to need it. Come on.
Send them packing.
Good
night, everyone.
20 and 10.
Good night.
Never had it so good.